Hi everybody, welcome to A Plus English.
欢迎收看今天的 A 加。Hey Clayton, I haven't seen you for a while.
Well, I've been really busy lately, Jenny. I've had so much work to do、mm-hmm. and other things to do at home. I've been very busy.
Oh, I can understand.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about just getting away somewhere. I、mm. saw this picture in the magazine.
Wow, what a beautiful island.
Yeah, and I wanted to go there. It would make a great vacation place.
Mm-hmm. But now maybe just looking at the picture makes you feel better, right?
Yeah, I think it does.、Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I know how Androcles must feel.
Androcles?Who's Androcles?
He's the main character in our story today.
Oh, so does he want to have a vacation too?
Well, not really. We need to watch the lesson and find out.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at a story now.
Androcles and the Lion.
Reading A.
Long ago, Androcles worked for a rich man, Mr. Shep. He had to work long hours in the hot sun without any pay. Androcles wanted to be free. Each day, he looked at the faraway forest. He wished he were there. Finally, he decided to run away.
So Mr. Shep is the boss and Androcles is his worker.
Right. So that means that Androcles works for Mr. Shep. Now when you work for somebody, that just means that you do work for that person or that company. So I work for AMC, for A Plus English. That means my job is at AMC.
For example,I teach English on the A Plus show. I work for A Plus magazine too. And Clayton, I'm going to get some noodle soup for lunch. Do you want me to buy you some?
No, I have to go home during the lunch break.
You have to? Why?
Well, because I left my MP3 player at home. I have to go home and get it.
All right, but before that, we have to finish our story today.
Right, and actually, have to is one of the words we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. When you have to do something, that just means you must do it or you need to do it. So in our story, Androcles had to work all day in the hot sun.
Oh, poor Androcles. 我们现在呢，先来看看这个 have to 的用法。Have to 呢，后面加原形动词，这就是必须的意思。那 have 这个动词，它的三态是 have, had, had. And Clayton, I have to go home earlier today, or I'll miss my favorite show.
Really? What's your favorite show?
The A Plus show, of course. I can't live without it.
Well, you know, without is another word we need to look at today. Mm-hmm. If you are without something, that just means you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. 这个 without 呢，它是一个介系词，就是没有或者是无的意思。比方说呢，哎，他走了，连一句话都没有说，你就可以说 he left without a word, 连一个字都没有说。
So if he left without a word, that just means...He left and he didn't say anything. Now let's look at this sentence again about Androcles. It said he had to work long hours in the hot sun. When you work long hours, that just means you work many hours. You have a long day at work.
这个 long hours, 我们先来看 hour 这个字，它是一个名词，是小时的意思。而这里讲 long hours,就是长时间。So Clayton, you are busy lately, right? So do you have to work long hours?
Right. I work long hours sometimes. Mm-hmm. Now Androcles also works long hours, but he doesn't get any pay. That means he doesn't get any money for his work.
这个 pay 呢，这里是当名词的意思，就是这个薪资，就是付款的意思。他呢这么辛苦的工作， but he didn't get any pay. He's poor.
Yeah, so that's why he wants to be free. He doesn't want to stay and work for Mr. Shep. Now when you're free, that means you can do whatever you want. You can make your own choices.You don't have someone telling you what to do.
这个 free 呢，它是一个形容词，就是自由的。像我们呢， we are lucky to live in a free country. We can do or say anything we want.
Right. But Androcles is not free. He wants to get away. So he started thinking about going to a far away place. Now, far away, that just means some place that isn't close to you. It's far away.
这个 far away 呢，它就是一个形容词，遥远的意思。而 Androcles 呢，他希望他可以到这个 far away forest, 遥远的森林当中。
So, for example, Jim is traveling in a far away country.
Jim 呢，他在一个遥远的国家里面旅行。而这里呢，下一个句子我们看到了 ，He wished he were there。那你一定觉得很奇怪，为什么呢？这边的动词是用到了 were， 明明主词是 he。这边呢，其实是一个假设语气。wish 这个字它是一个动词，它是但愿的意思。后面呢，常常用假设语气的用法。这边 Androcles wished he were in the forest， but he couldn't。但是他并不能够。所以呢，这边假设语气你必须要把这个 be 动词呢全部用到这个 were， 不用 was。那在一般的动词的部分呢，你就必须要用过去式。比方说呢，我现在是但愿我呢有一个假期，我就要说 I wish I had a vacation。那我希望呢，我可以在那个漂亮的岛屿上，我就可以说 I wish I were on the beautiful island。
So Androcles wished.He wasn't with Mr. Shep. So finally, that just means in the end, he decided to run away. When you run away, that means you leave your home and go somewhere else.
这个 finally 呢，它是一个副词，就是最后的意思。而后面另外一个动词片语叫做 run away. Away 是离开的意思，所以 run away 就是逃走，逃跑了。
Okay, everybody.Don't run away. We just have a break, then we'll be back.
Androcles and the Lion.
Reading B.
Androcles hid in the forest. He felt very scared. He knew Mr. Shep would try to catch him. So at night, he covered himself with leaves. During the day, he kept running. But it was hard because he was so hungry. Soon, Androcles was too weak to run.
Androcles really ran to the forest.
He did, and he hid in the forest. Now, hid is the past tense of the verb hide. When you hide, that means you go somewhere where other people can't see you.
这个 hide 呢，它是一个动词，是躲藏的意思。它的三态是 hide, hid, hid, 或者是 hide, hid, hidden.And when I was in high school, I always hid my comic books under my bed because my mother didn't like me to read comic books.
Oh. Did you get scared?
Of course I was scared. I was afraid that my mother would find them.
You know, Androcles got scared too. When you feel scared, that means you feel afraid.
这个 scared 呢，它是一个形容词，就是害怕的意思。But why do you think Androcles would feel scared? I mean, he was free. He should have felt happy.
Well, he knew that Mr. Shep would be coming after him and trying to catch him. When you catch somebody, that just means you get them and bring them somewhere.
Catch 这个字呢，它是一个动词，它是抓住的意思。它的三态是 catch, caught, caught。Hey, Clayton. Oh, there's a mosquito flying around us.
I'll try and catch it. Yeah, I caught it.
Wow, Clayton, you are such a hero. You're so brave.
No, I'm not a hero. But Androcles is the hero in our story.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's running away, he's scared, and he even has to cover himself with leaves so that he won't be found.
So, 这个 cover 呢，它是一个动词，就是覆盖的意思。那 cover himself with leaves 就是用这个 leaves 用叶子呢来覆盖他自己。而这里我们看到了 cover 的用法， cover A with B 就是用 B 来覆盖住 A 这个东西。For example, I cover my face with my hands. 我刚刚呢用我的手呢把我的脸遮住盖住。
Or we could say,I cover this pen with the paper.
用这个纸呢把这个笔把它盖住。那接下来呢我们想要知道说 But why do you think Androcles covered himself with leaves at night?
Well, because when he was sleeping, he didn't want Mr. Shep to find him. So he put leaves all over himself and then nobody could see him.
And maybe he used the leaves to cover himself to keep himself warm.
Yeah, I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, during the day, he had to keep running. Now, during the day just means in the daytime.
Mm-hmm. 这个 during the day, during 呢它是一个介系词，就是在什么期间的意思。而这个 day 呢，这里不是日子哦，它是白天的意思。所以 during the day 就是在白天的时候。So during the day he had to keep running. What is keep running?
Well, that just means he ran and he didn't stop running.
这个 keep doing something 呢，它就是持续的、一直的做什么东西。而 keep 这个动词的三态就是 keep, kept.Kept. Oh, right, Clayton. I kept calling you last night. Why didn't you answer my phone?
Well, I was really tired and I just didn't want to talk to anyone.
Oh, I see. So are you okay?
Yeah, but I didn't sleep well. There was this dog next door that kept barking all night long.
Poor Clayton.
So I didn't sleep well.
Mm-hmm.But here, Androcles, he was too tired to run. He stopped.
Right. So if you are too tired to do something, that just means you are very tired and you can't do that thing anymore.
这里呢我们看到一个句型就是 too. 这个 too, T-O-O 呢后面你加的是形容词或者是副词。那 to 后面加的是原形动词，而这个 to 的意思就是太怎么样，以至于不能够如何。像在这里呢，这个 Androcles he was too weak to run， 他太 weak， 这个 weak 呢是虚弱，他太虚弱了，以至于呢他没有办法跑。而像 Clayton 昨天晚上呢 ，he was too tired to answer my phone。
Right， so。In our story, Androcles was too weak to do something. So, if you're weak, that means you don't have any energy. You're not strong. And do you know why he was so weak? Because he didn't eat anything. If you don't eat, then you can't have energy.
这个 weak, 我们刚刚讲过了，它就是一个形容词，虚弱的意思。而这里呢为什么 Androcles 呢他会这么的虚弱呢因为他一直跑一直跑 He kept running 而且呢他没有吃任何的东西所以他就没有 energy 他就没有能量他就觉得非常的虚弱
Right You know that happened to me one time when I rode my bike all day for many, many hours, mm-hmm. and then I didn't eat enough, so I became weak. By the time I got back to my house, I was too weak to walk up the stairs. I just laid down on the stairs like this, so tired.
哦，这边 Clayton 他讲了他自己的一个例子。有一次呢，他就一直骑脚踏车，骑了很久很久，结果都没有吃东西。当他到家的时候呢，他根本就没有办法这个爬楼梯，他就躺在这个楼梯上面，瘫在上面了。He was just too weak to walk home, to go home.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. That's it for this part of the story, but don't go away. Word Power is next.
Word Power.
Welcome to Word Power for Unit 8, Androcles and the Lion. Our first word today is pay. Pay.
Pay 呢是名词，薪资的意思。
My new job is interesting and the pay is good.
That's really nice. 我的新工作呢非常有趣，而且薪水也很高哦。
Far away. Far away.
Far away, 它是一个形容词，叫远方的。
These flowers are from a faraway country.
这些花朵呢，来自一个远方的国度。
Run away, run away.
Run away, 它是一个片语哦，是逃跑的意思。
In this movie, a few animals run away from the zoo.
在这部电影里面呢，有些动物呢，从动物园逃跑了出来。
Ah, I think I know what movie they're talking about.
Yeah, I know the movie too.
During, during.
During 呢是一个介系词，在什么期间。
We kept laughing during the movie.
Yeah, the movie is so funny 哦。我们在看这部电影的时候不停地大笑。
Okay, everybody, that's it for Word Power, but there's more on the show, so stay with us.
So Bill, what do you like to do in the morning?
I like to drink coffee.
And what do you like to do in the afternoon?
I like to drink coffee.
And what do you like to do in the night?
Now Millie, you can't say in the night. You have to say at night. What do you like to do at night?
But we say in the morning, in the afternoon, but not in the night?
Right.
OK, 好，我们今天要学的呢是关于一些时间的这些用法哦。所以我们在说早上的时候呢，我们要用 in the morning, 下午的时候 in the afternoon, 然后傍晚的时候是 in the evening, 夜晚的时候是 at night, 中午的时候是 at noon, 还有呢白天的时候叫 during the day, 这些都是固定的用法哦，没有什么原因的哦。
I need more coffee.
OK, I'll get some coffee for you.
Well, what do you like to do in the morning?
To drink coffee.
Androcles and the Lion. Long ago, Androcles worked for a rich man, Mr. Shep. He had to work long hours in the hot sun without any pay. Androcles wanted to be free. Each day, he looked at the faraway forest.He wished he were there. Finally, he decided to run away. Androcles hid in the forest. He felt very scared. He knew Mr. Shep would try to catch him. So at night, he covered himself with leaves. During the day, he kept running.But it was hard because he was so hungry. Soon, Androcles was too weak to run.
Review time!
For review time today, we have some matching questions about the characters in our story.
我们今天的 review time 呢是连连看哦，所以等一下 Clayton 呢会念一些句子，所以我们必须要决定是哪一位主角哦。
So, who worked long hours without pay?
到底是谁工作很长的时间，然后没有薪水呢？ That's really poor. Well, I think it's Androcles.
Right, poor Androcles worked long hours and didn't get paid any money. Who was very rich?
到底是谁很有钱呢？As Mr. Shep.
Right, it can't be Androcles, it must be Mr. Shep. And who ran away into a forest?
是谁逃跑呢？进入森林里面呢？ Of course, it must be Androcles.
Right, I don't think Mr. Shep would run away from his big comfortable house and live in a forest. So, yes, Androcles ran away. Okay, everybody.That's it for today's review time, but there's more on the show, so don't go away.
Fun with phrases.
To do something.
To do something.
Hey, come swim in the water.
The water is too deep to swim in, and I'm too tired to swim now.
Come on! You're just too afraid to swim, right?
Says who? I'm just careful. The fish might hurt us.
These fish are too small to hurt us.
Oh yeah? Look at the big fish behind you!
Oh no! I'm too slow to swim away from it! Help!